Բարիբերատ սիրելի ռադիո ունկնդիրներ, Ամերիկայի հայկական համագումարի շաբաթական ռադիոժամին, կրկին խոսափողի մոտն է Միհրան Թումաջյան, քիչ առաջ դուք լսեցիք իմ հարցազրույցը Թալիա Հակոբյանի հետ, այժմ պիտի խոսենք Թալիայի ընկերուհու, նաև բավական ակտիվ Սան Դիեգո հայ համայնքի մեջ, Սուրբ Հովհաննու Կարապետ եկեղեցու մեջ, որտեղ ղեկավարում է Սուրբ Գրային Սերտողությունները շաբաթական մասշտաբով, օրիորդ Վարդուհի Նալյան, Վարդուհին շրջանավարտ է Սան Դիեգո պետական համալսարանի, որտեղ մասնագիտացած է Aerospace Engineering մասնագիտության մեջ, դրա մասին էլ կխոսենք շատ շուտով. Welcome, Վարդուհի Նալյան, to the Armenian Assembly of America Radio Hour. We are pleased to have you on. Could you please shed some light for our listeners on, first of all, your responsibilities at St. John Garabed Armenian Church, and specifically as the leader of Bible study sessions at St. John? How have you adjusted to the new realities under COVID? I trust you're doing this virtually these days.
Yes. So as a Bible study organizer, we started last fall, and what we were doing for our Thursday night sessions was that there was a room in a recreational center that we all meet at, and our priest would come, and we were there for 1 hour. So it was all face-to-face, and we would do live streaming on Instagram, on my personal Instagram account, and those live stream videos and photos, anything we would take as a Bible study group, we would post onto our webpage and Google Drive. So in part of changing towards preventing COVID outbreak, what we did was that the rec center was closing down to prevent the COVID outbreak. So we were not able to have our sessions at the rec center. Instead, we had to look for online meeting sessions, such as platforms like Zoom or GoToMeeting, Cisco, and others. So what I did was I researched all of these different platforms, making sure that which one was the best for our community and what we needed. And what we needed was the time. So we had to make sure we had enough meeting time, because our sessions go a little bit over an hour every time, and enough so people can see each other and talk to each other. So I wanted that virtual capability that we were still able to see each other face to face, even if it's through a computer screen and through talking through the microphone.
So that's interesting. So starting last fall, you guys, while meeting face to face, you were actually broadcasting it out through a live platform like Facebook Live. So you had already gotten a head start in terms of trying to project the Bible study sessions to a larger audience, not just to those who were physically in attendance at the rec center. So it seems like you guys had your pulse on the needs of the community quite early on, which is great.
Yes, of course. As much we wanted to get as much attendance as possible, and for members that wanted to come but they couldn't make it physically there, they could watch the live streams on the Instagram, or they could watch the recordings of the live streams that would be in our Google Drive posted later.
So if you could, just for our audience, because it is virtual and people can join in, not just San Diego, people living in San Diego, but anywhere, if you could share with our listening audience the platform upon which they could be able to tune in as well to the Bible study sessions.
So currently our Bible study sessions are on GoToMeeting, and they are the same time, same day. So it's Thursday nights from 7 p.m. is when they start. And the link to the GoToMeeting is found on our website, on St. John Garabed Armenian Church website. It's also found in my personal Instagram bio, which I was using for Bible study live streams. And it can also be found in our St. John Garabit Armenian Church bulletins, which go out weekly. So if they are on the newsletter or if they wish to be on the newsletter, they can reach out to me and I will gladly add them to our bulletin emailing list.
And for our dear listeners, the website is stjohngarabed.com. That's stjohngarabed.com. That's one way you can go and follow the live stream. Bartui, let's switch gears a little bit to your profession. You're a graduate of San Diego State University. You graduated with a degree in aerospace engineering. You have worked in the aerospace field in Armenia as well at TUMO, which is awesome. Tell us a little bit about how COVID has impacted your work. I believe you work with one of the aerospace companies. Is that right? In the San Diego area?
Yeah, so I currently work for General Atomics Aeronautical Systems Incorporated, which is a government contractor in the aerospace sector. And it's there located in Poway and Rancho Bernardo and different places close to San Diego and in San Diego. So for my work, we have all been working from home. Most of my family is working from home now too, and most of the population, I think, just to stop the spread of COVID-19. So everyone switched from working from the office at home. And that started actually March 18 for me. And it's been a while. It's almost, half of the year now, almost. It feels like it. Yeah. But so we all communicate through email, through IM, and phone call. So instead of meeting face-to-face, and some of the workforce are working in the office, and they are taking regulations such as temperature checks before they come into the buildings and wearing face masks. And some of the engineers, if they need to go in for testing, anything like that, they have to go into the office. So there are some part of the workforce that do go in, but I have been working from home and just remotely for most of the time.
That's great. Glad to hear. As most of the country, most of the professional class of the country is doing, which is great. Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you. You are simultaneously pursuing a master's degree in engineering management at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, yeah. which is one of the most prestigious universities when it comes to aeronautics. Both the engineering aspect of it and also the actual practical, the flying aspect of aeronautics. Tell us a little bit about how you're managing that alongside work. I'm assuming that all of that is also happening remotely.
Yes, of course. So when I first started my master's program, I chose an online program because I knew it was going to be a time constraint if I had to drive to a campus and then come back and do homework as well. So I chose the option to do worldwide campus so I can just work from home and work online. So that's what I've been doing since February. I started my courses then, and I'm just doing one class at a time in order to manage it. And working full-time and with the class, it feels like an extra job. So it's been busy, but it's manageable. So,
and are you more on the engineering side with respect to your master's, or on sort of a practical side with respect to potentially flying one day?
So the degree that I'm choosing, the engineering management, it's more both of a technical side and leadership side. So it would be a degree that would help me to lead engineers someday.
I see. That's great. That's wonderful. I know that you've also completed some pilot flying on a Cessna.
Yes.
On a Cessna 173. How was that experience preparing for that? I take it you had some virtual classes before actually heading into the Cessna?
Yes. So I flew the Cessna 173. That was during my last year, so my senior year of college. And what happened was that everyone had to take these pilot courses online, and they had to complete these courses before meeting with the instructor. And there was also another student with me. So it was a group, a small group of us that we went up, and we would go up in the aircraft, fly around San Diego at Montgomery Airfield for about 30 minutes. We learned how to take off, and we had to do a turns, different types of turns, and land. So one person would be in the pilot seat with the instructor next to them, and then we'd go up for 30 minutes, and then we would switch. So it would be a complete hour the entire time. And that was an incredible experience. I'm so grateful that I got to do that. And it was through Plus One Flyers, which was working with my school for this great opportunity. And I'm so glad that I took it, because looking back, it's a really wonderful experience.
That's wonderful. And if you could shed light also, were you to have an interest in having a pilot's license, an actual license, how many total minutes of flying time would you need at the very minimum in order to gain a pilot's license? Do you have that information?
I do not have that information on me at the moment, but I do know that it takes a lot of experience, a lot of years of hours of experience to get the pilot license. What my experience, I've heard that others describe it more as a discovery flight, and that's very similar to what I did, which was the flying with the instructor for 30 minutes and back down. But if I were to pursue my licensing, it definitely will take a lot of hours. I can't say the exact number because I don't have it off the top of my head, but.
Yeah. No, that's great. I want to turn over for the next few minutes to your time at the Tumo Center in Armenia. And if you could shed light on what the Tumo Center does, and what you specifically were doing while there in the summer of 2018.
Great question. So the Technical Institute of Armenia, TUMO, it's a academic program for students in Armenia, and this is for ages, I think from elementary, middle school up until late high school to maybe college age. So they offer so many different types of classes, lots of technical classes. There were workshops that students can learn Photoshop, they can learn arts, they can learn how to build robotics, they can learn how to create so many things, also music lessons. And they had so many celebrities come to this institute in Armenia. I think there was the lead singer of System of Down who came one time, and there was different leaders in the government too that would come. So it's a very prestigious, very well-known institute in Armenia, and they have workshops of every different type of aspect of learning there offered for the students and for the kids in Armenia, and it's all free for them. And it's a program that they have to go into, and what I did was lead an aerospace workshop. So in my workshops specifically, we created four different types of drones in different teams that there was other workshop leaders that I worked with. So we created different types of aircraft from scratch, and we tested and flew the aircraft at the end of the workshop. And it was a month-long workshop, so I was there from June 26th to, I believe, July 26, 27 for my trip in Armenia. And it was an incredible experience. The kids at the center are incredibly smart, and they just picked up right away. As soon as I taught them some aerospace principles, they had a design in mind. They knew what they were going to build, and I just made sure that they had the proper resources ready, and I worked with the leaders to make sure to give reports on how the workshop was going every single day, so just to make sure that progress was being made. And we had some results at the end, and it was a great experience. I think that if anything, I hope that the kids do pursue more if they do are interested in the aerospace sector and more into airplanes and aircraft, that they pursue it more and more.
That's wonderful, Vartuhi. Job well done. The TUMO Center, for our listeners who may not know, has more than one center in Armenia. I trust Vartuhi was at the main center in Yerevan, but it has branches throughout the country and also in Artsakh. And then the model of the TUMO Center has been replicated in a few other countries around the world, including in Paris and I believe in Lebanon. Those are two recent ones. I believe Tirana, Albania, is also looking at a TUMO Center model to incorporate in its own country, as is Germany as a result of Chancellor Merkel's visit not too long ago to Armenia. We have a few minutes left, Vartuhi. I wanted to pivot back to the San Diego Armenian community, and Talia talked a little bit about the new campus that is underway, which is very exciting for the community. What could you share with us in terms of the community's enthusiasm for the new church campus, the new complex, and what the expectations are? Has there been any delay because of COVID, or is everyone still working on pretty much the same timeline to start building and the church first and foremost?
Well, so the excitement is there. It's all there. We're all very excited to have our church built and ready. We're planning, I believe it was the end of this year. I'm not too sure. It's about a year and a half to go. But lately what's happened was that on our YouTube channel, we had our recording of our church blessing. So that was on May 31st, where we had the tiles actually placed, the cornerstones of our building for our new church. And it was blessed by our Sorpazan for Western Diocese. And that was a great experience to watch the ceremony. It was basically the first starting point of our building process. So we have started building and the grounds are blessed. So it's just a matter of time now. And once that's completed, that's going to be a wonderful thing for our community. There's a lot of our members that live more in northern San Diego near Del Mar area. So it would be great for them to come and join us during our church services and to hopefully incorporate more of the community, because our current location now is with the Greek church. So we're just temporarily there renting until we are able to build our new property. And that church is also very lovely. And we've been doing live streaming on YouTube, and our channel is something that we used to adjust to COVID-19. And we're still going to continue this once we have our new property built and hopefully our new centers and more along with the new church. So there's a lot of buildings that we want to build, and it's very exciting. So this will happen in due time.
Well, really pleased to hear that, and I look forward to coming down to San Diego when it's safe to do so, and seeing some of the forward momentum on the construction of the church and the campus in general. Dear listeners, again, I'm very pleased to have Vartuhi Nalian as one of our two guests this week, along with Talia Hagopian, who you heard earlier. They're rising stars in the San Diego Armenian American community and devoted leaders. We will keep track of what that community is doing. Meanwhile, our time has come to an end, and I will bid everyone adieu. Again, thank you, Vartuhi, for gracing us this evening, and we look forward to hearing new and good things from you and from fellow members of the community in the days ahead.
Thank you so much, Miran. Thank you again for this lovely interview. I enjoyed it. Looking forward to hearing from you as well.
Fantastic. Սիրելի ընկերներ, շատ շնորհակալ ենք ձեր ուշադրության համար։ Հաջորդ շաբաթ նորից կհանդիպենք այս հարթակում։ Հաջողություններ եւ առողջություններ բոլորիդ։